You're very welcome back to Talk About, and it's Amber Galway here with you this afternoon. Now, next we're going to be speaking about the misconceptions associated with food, and in particular with bread. And Una Monaghan is a chartered food scientist and an author, and she joins me on the line now. Una, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Amber. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. So I know you're very passionate about cutting through misinformation and, I suppose, making food science a bit more understandable for people as well. Why is that so important for you?
Well, I think the real reason is there's a lot of information out there online, and it's very difficult for people to determine what's true and what's not true, to kind of cut through all the talk. A lot of people kind of presenting themselves as experts, and, you know, the old adage, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. So it's just try and bring people the facts and help them to understand them without trying to sound too sciencey, because, you know, once you start getting into too much detail on science, people are inclined to glaze over. But just to try and make it a little bit more accessible to people.
Yeah, okay, that's great to hear. And I know that there can be lots of different misconceptions about, you know, different types of food, but I think bread is one in particular that we seem to hear a lot about. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I think, I suppose, it's an easy target. People eat bread every day. Most people eat bread nearly every day. And it's one of those, if you like, foods that gets blamed for example, people putting on weight, or if they want to start losing weight, the first thing they cut is bread, which is really probably the wrong thing to do, because carbohydrates is something that you need in your diet every day for energy and for growth for children especially. So cutting carbs is not a good idea. If you want to lose weight, you cut calories, not any particular food necessarily, but cutting calories is the thing. But bread does seem to be an easy target.
Okay, that's really interesting. And you mentioned obviously one of them there, but Una, you might talk us through maybe some of the other misconceptions that are associated with bread, maybe that just aren't true, but people seem to think that they are.
Sure, absolutely. Like, one of the things that people say is about bread being fattening. The fact of the matter is there's no fat, little or no fat added to bread at all. Like, you don't put any butter or margarine or any of those type of things in when you're making bread. There might be a tiny bit of vegetable oil, but we're talking minuscule amounts here. The other thing is that there's no added sugar in bread either. So if you're buying if you make bread at home yourself, or if you buy a loaf of bread, sliced pan, there's no added sugar in any of those. So the misconception can be, or what people can misunderstand, is when you look at the nutritional panel that breaks down all the different nutrients in bread, it'll say carbohydrates of which sugars. Now, what that's about is the carbohydrate in the flour. And then when your body digests that and metabolizes it, it turns into a type of sugar. It's not granulated white sugar. It's a pity it's the same word, honestly, mm-hmm. But it's a type of sugar that your body needs for energy. But there is no added sugar in bread and no added fat. In fact, bread can be determined as being called officially low fat, because anything that's got less than 3% fat in it is, you know, legally described as low fat, and bread definitely is in that category.
Okay.
The other thing that people talk about is gluten, and you'll hear people saying, oh, I can't eat any gluten, it's not good for you. The only people that gluten is not good for are people who have celiac disease, diagnosed celiac disease, and that's a genetic condition. And they can't digest it, they can't metabolise gluten, and it actually is a serious food allergy. It could be life and death for people with severe celiac disease. And there might be some people with borderline wheat intolerance, they're not full celiacs, but they're close, if you like. And it could be that gluten just doesn't agree with them either. But gluten is not bad. It is perfectly healthy to eat for the rest of us.
Okay, that's really interesting. And in terms of, you mentioned, I suppose, people that are maybe going on diets, or they're looking to lose a little bit of weight, mm-hmm. for example, that they decide to move away from bread. But you're saying that that's not necessary at all. You don't actually need to do that. Do they need to cut down on bread maybe? Or is that a complete misconception as well?
Well, you need to cut down on your calories generally. That's what it comes down to. So, you know, it's about looking at balance in your diet. It's kind of boring because it's the old-fashioned thing about everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. But if you get balance in your diet and you look at where most of the calories in your diet are coming from, and you try and reduce those calories, then yes, it's going to help you lose weight. But also you have to increase your exercise, of course, as well. It's about, you know, it's not just one size fits all. It's not a case of cutting one thing and that's going to make a major difference to you. But what you'll find is that people who are cutting one thing out of the diet are probably cutting a lot of actually unhealthy things as well, if you're trying to lose weight. But again, they might say, oh, I gave up bread and I lost weight. Well, maybe it was that gave up the snacking and maybe started the exercising and maybe ate less crisps or something. Yeah. And that would help as well. But definitely it's about overall calorie profile, not just one food in particular. And I mean, think about it, actually, people don't eat a loaf of bread every day. I mean, you might eat a couple of slices. Yeah. You might have a couple of slices for your breakfast. You might have a couple of slices for your sandwich. So in terms of the percentage of calories that bread contributes to your daily diet, it's quite low.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting for sure. And, you know, I suppose when it comes to people moving away from bread now, maybe in your own work, do you see that more people are kind of I suppose, believing those misconceptions maybe, and that they are kind of starting to move away from eating bread when there really is no need?
I think it's always been the case. You know, I don't think that's a new thing. Bread seems to it kind of comes and goes in terms of the fad, whether you should not eat it or whether it's okay. It just depends on kind of messages that get out there sometimes. But it's always a case that eventually people realise, you know, it's about balance, it's about moderation, and that, you know, maybe it's the, in my case, for example, I would slap a lot of butter on my toast. I'm a big fan of butter. And maybe I need to look at reducing that a little bit, because that's very high in calories, obviously. So it's maybe it's the stuff that you're putting between the slices of bread you need to review, rather than the actual, you know, outside sandwiches, you know, the slices of bread themselves, if you like. But definitely people go through fads, and it's always a case of, I mean, this is the same with diet fads over the years. People look for a quick fix, look for something to blame, something for some reason to help them lose their weight. And maybe bread, because people eat it every day, it's a staple food, they think, well, I'll cut that out. But yeah, then that just triggers, you know, cutting out other foods at the same time, and then bread seems to get blamed.
Okay. And where do these misconceptions come from? Because they do seem that they've been around for years on end now at this stage, but where do they kind of, I suppose, originate from?
I don't know, originally. I mean, they've been circulating, if you say, kind of in common, you know, anecdotally for a long, long time. And it just seems to come and go. You'll have somebody will latch on to it and maybe start talking about this a lot in the media or on social media. And it just seems to get people's attention. Because if you like, it's not a complicated food, it's a simple food, it's something that's, as I say, a staple part of everybody's shopping, that people can identify with it. They say, oh, maybe that's the problem I have, maybe that's the issue that I'm having, when it's not really that necessarily.
Yeah. And something I find interesting as well, Una, is that especially, I think it's really associated with bread as well, as opposed to, we'll say, maybe other foods or, you know, I suppose maybe kind of sweeter foods as well, maybe a little bit, but that there's kind of a guilt associated by some people when they eat it, you know, that they're kind of thinking, oh, I'm after eating a bit of bread now. And it's nearly like, you know, kind of something that they shouldn't have done, I suppose. But it is kind of important, I suppose, as part of the balanced diet as well. And they should be able to eat it and incorporate bread into their diet guilt-free.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't understand why people would ever feel guilty about eating bread. Like, and you might think, well, she'd say that anyway, wouldn't she? Because that's what I'm here to talk about. But I mean, it's absolutely, when you look at the amount of calories per slice compared to other things that you could be eating, they are small. In the scheme of things, they are not a big contributing factor. So having a slice of bread, I mean, I just had a bit of toast there and butter on it before I could talk to you. For me, that's a treat. You know, it's a snack. I love it. It's delicious. But I'll eat that every single day. What I won't eat is sit down and eat a big bag of some sort of snack, you know, or something else that maybe I should be thinking about. Well, is this really the best thing I could be putting into my body? Whereas a slice of bread, you know, a sandwich, a slice of toast with butter on it is absolutely fine as part of the balanced diet. It all goes back to that same thing all the time, is how much of other foods are you eating and where does the balance come? So guilt shouldn't come from eating a slice of bread, absolutely not. And I'm saying that hand on heart, objectively. I really mean it. You know, that is certainly not something you should ever feel guilty about.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear, because I think we all like a little bit of bread. I think I definitely do anyway. But
exactly. I mean, it's comforting, isn't it? You know, it's really, you feel full afterwards. That's the great thing about it, is if you're hungry and you eat, say, have a sandwich or eat a slice of toast, it does give you that feeling of satiety. Because of the carbohydrate, your body is going to digest that slowly and it'll keep you fuller for longer compared to other things like snack foods that'll be just, you know, digested very quickly and be quickly gone, and suddenly an hour later you're hungry again. Yeah. You know, so the great thing about it is because of the carbohydrate, it's digested slowly in your body anyway. Like, children need carbohydrates, for example, when they're growing. It's for their developmental health, for brain health. Like, they need that energy. That's where that energy comes from. And the old, you know, the old food pyramid, it had carbohydrates at the bottom and you had to have five of those a day, five portions. Now, I think that's moved up to the second one from the bottom. I think they put fruit and veg at the bottom, which is probably makes sense.
Okay,
you have more fruit and veg than anything else.
Yeah.
But carbohydrate is up there. It's a really important nutrient that you have to have. If you cut it out, then you're missing out on serious amount of nutrients as well as the energy that it provides.
Okay. And just before we finish up, Una, I suppose taking your own career into account maybe, and I suppose the fact that we have so much information at our fingertips now as well, are more and more people kind of, I suppose, looking into what they're eating a little bit more and the ingredients in them and what's good for them and what's bad for them? Are people paying a little bit more attention in, you know, more recent times?
Yeah, and it's something that I've always talked about. People need to keep themselves informed, you know, listen to the information that's out there, but kind of interrogate that information a little bit. Ask yourself, is what I'm hearing really true? So it is good to look at that. We have a blog actually on our Irish Bread website, and I did one of the blogs going back a little while now is about labels and what all the ingredients and labels mean, how you read a label. And I did one generally for labels and one for bread specifically, looking at the ingredients, breaking them down and looking at that nutrient panel and understanding what it really means. So I think it's a really good thing for people to understand. Anybody who's done home economics in school, for example, will be all over this. They'll know all about it. They'll be kind of rolling their eyes thinking, doesn't everybody know this? But the sad thing is that everybody doesn't know it. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that people are informed and they understand what's good and what's not good and what you should not be feeling guilty about. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what was the name of the website that you mentioned there that you have the blogs on?
If you go into irishbread.ie, it'll bring you on to the Irish Bread Bakers website. And if you scroll down, you'll find our Bread Education blog, which I know is a very corny name, but it is there.
Lovely.
And you can see blogs. So there's loads there of information there actually for people about bread.
Oh, that's brilliant. Fantastic. Well, Una, that's all we've time for this afternoon. But thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show. It's been lovely to talk to you.
It's an absolute pleasure, Amber. And just don't forget, make sure you have your slices of toast tonight with your cup of tea.
Certainly will.
Enjoy them.
I will indeed. Thanks so much, Una.
Good afternoon. Bye.
That was chartered food scientist and author Una Monaghan speaking to me there. And very interesting what she had to say, because I think there definitely is that misconception that there, you know, we should feel guilty if we have a little bit of bread to eat or a lot of bread to eat, depending on what the case may be. But she's saying that that's not the case at all, that it's part of a balanced diet and that, you know, there should be no guilt associated, which I'm sure many of us will be very glad to hear. Do you have a view maybe on what she had to say? I'd love for you to get in touch. So you can call us. It's 066-712-3666. Or you can also send us a text or a WhatsApp message on 083-300-3300. And of course, you can also email us. It's talkabout@radiokerry.ie. Now, we have another very exciting competition to tell you about on the show this afternoon. And that is indeed that Tommy Fleming is playing in Sheam Satira next week. And we have one pair of tickets to Tommy Fleming's concert in Sheam Satira in Tralee on Saturday, September 27th, plus a copy of his new album, Sing Me Back Home, which is going to be released next Friday. So that's the 26th of September. And all you have to do to be in with a chance of winning those tickets is answer this very simple question. And that question is, where is Tommy Fleming performing on Saturday, September 27th? So I just mentioned it a moment ago. I hope you were listening. So it's a very prominent venue here in Tralee, but if you would like to be in with a chance of winning and you think you know the answer to enter, you can call us. It's 066-7191-224. Leave your answer and your name as well as your contact details. Or alternatively, if you want to enter, you by text or WhatsApp, just text the show with Tommy at the start. So T-O-M-M-Y. And then your name and your answer to 083-300-3300. And the competition terms and conditions in relation to your data protection are available on radiokerry.ie if you want to find out more. But no doubt that will be a great show. Tommy Fleming playing in Sheam Satira in Tralee next week. So definitely worth entering that competition if you're a Tommy Fleming fan. We must take another quick break now, back after these.